Congrats on the win, Pablo. I think, you know, it didn't look ideal at halftime, maybe, you know, being down a goal. What were the conversations like in the locker room at halftime, and then what do you think really just kind of spurred that pretty quick comeback that you guys were able to make?
Yeah, I think, you know, we wanted to come out with these guys and really rotate the ball from side to side. Obviously, they play a real narrow shape. And the two times we did it in the first half, we were successful. And what ends up happening is, I felt like we forced too many balls centrally where their numbers were, and we never got on top of the game. You know, credit to Leon, they came out and put a lot of energy in that first half. But I felt like when we were in the second half, what we did a really good job of switching the point of attack and really making them work for the space, and then the guys make plays. And it's as simple as that. I think you know, Danny had a great game. Everyone had a great game. But I think in this first half, we were a bit, a little bit of doubt, maybe coming off the last result. But the training week was great, and just reminded them what quality we have in this locker room and what we're capable of. And I think in the second half, they showed that.
You kind of mentioned it there, but I got to ask you about Danny Musovski, obviously. I'm curious, when did you first see that he had this kind of potential as a goal scorer and as this big of an impact player for your team?
We spent a lot of time last year looking at film, looking at the way we want to play. You know, he was really good when he was at LAFC. Obviously, he was behind some very good players, Chicho being one of them. And, you know, unfortunately, he came to us a bit injured and never really found his form. I think this year he started out of the gates with sharp, and you know, it's really difficult to defend a two-striker system, especially when both of them can score goals. I think he's playing with a lot of confidence at the moment, a lot of belief in himself, and he's helping out the team tremendously.
Hey Pablo, Tyler, Random Fan Podcast. Can you talk for a minute about Vera, how he recovered from the slip, whatever you want to call that, in the first half, and then the yellow card, but then was so solid the rest of the game?
Yeah, I think it shows a really good maturity from you know, one game to the next. Obviously, I think tactically the back line had a huge gap between it on that goal, something that we talked about at halftime, and making sure our lines were a bit more connected. And obviously, in playing with the yellow card is very difficult against these Liga MX teams that have really dynamic movement up ahead of the ball. And I just think that with every game, he's really gaining the speed of play in this league. He's comfortable with both Marcelo and Jay Glad, and I think with the ball and against the ball, he had a really good performance after that first whatever it was 10 minutes.
And do you think the scuffle, if we call it that, of Moose's over yellow card play and his subsequent goals? Can you talk for a minute about that?
Yeah, well, I think in the first half we lacked a little bit of bite. You know, I think the one thing we know that these teams have, I think, over Major League Soccer teams is their way to control moments in games, right? And they understand when they need to pick up the energy, and they do that by a variety of different ways. One of them is inciting their opponents. They know when how to slow games down and take the sting out of the game. That could be with the ball, or it could be with guy that's laying on the ground with a foul. So I think that energy, the mentality we came out with in the second half had a bit more edge to it, and I think that the scuffle with Danny was indicative of that. And again, these games you have to play on so many different levels, but the mentality has to be right, and he brought it. And I think, again, when you engage with an opponent off the ball, you're now committing yourself to the moment, right? You can't run away now. And so the way he handled it was putting the ball in the back of the net a couple of times. And so, you know, credit to Danny and the rest of the guys for really coming out in the second half with a different mentality. Thank you.
Sean?
Just defensively, what kind of, you touched on it a little bit when you were opening, but just defensively, what kind of change? There was a lot more energy and cohesion and kind of synchronicity a little bit in that second half.
Again, we talked about, you know, at halftime, the gaps between the lines and the back line and the midfield line, and just making sure that we were all on a rope as we move ball side. You know, and I think, you know, attackers will always exploit space if there is space, and that's why in our scheme we've got to be connected so that with going forward, doesn't want to run the gap because there's already a guy standing in that position, right? And I think in the midfield, we did a really good job with, you know, Saba and Looney did a really good job connecting with the two pivots and minimizing that space, offering the ball out wide. And I think Brody and Emeka did a really good job in the second half of really limiting opportunities down the flank. So, again, I think defending is really a collective performance. It's not about the back line. It really starts with the guys up front. And Chicho and Danny really busted their tail to make play predictable for the rest of the group.
We are
going
to take it over to Zoom in English. John, go ahead.
Thank you. Excuse me. Pablo, first of all, congratulations on the victory. Just to expand the point further on Moose, now that he is healthy and being in there and, you know, being able to do what he did tonight, just talk about the relationship that he seems to be forming with Chicho, just knowing when Chicho has the ball, is able to pass it to him, to be in the right spots, the anticipation and the awareness of where to make his runs and just where to be able to receive a ball like that and then put himself in a good enough position to be able to score. What has been the key for them to have that sort of connection where one knows where the other is and the ability for them to adapt to each other that quickly?
Yeah, I think obviously having played together in LAFC lends makes that situation a lot more comfortable, I think, for both of them. You know, one of the things that we talked about this week is really opposite movements for our front two guys. And I think on Danny's second goal, it was I think Chicho showed to the ball, and Danny really exploited the space in between the lines. And it was a great ball, I think, by Brody. So it's something that we consistently talk about, and I think those relationships always take time. I think in this case, because of their familiarity with one another, it's coming together a lot sooner. You saw plays like we played Kansas City and Chicho having the ball and Danny running off of Chicho. So I think they just have a really good connection and a really good awareness of where one another is in all the different plays.
We take one more English in the room, Caleb.
I wanted to ask you about your shirt, actually. It's on your shirt. There's a banner in the fan section as well, giving support for John and kind of what's going on with him. I was wondering if you could just kind of talk about why you wear it and kind of what John has meant to you and to this club.
Yeah, again, it goes back to 2021 when Brady departed the club. It was a very tough situation to take on given where we were at in the season. And of all people, John really reached out and connected with me after all the games and was just talking about the culture, was talking about how the guys are playing with a different spirit. And it was really a big support to me during a difficult time in my professional career. And that's how our friendship started. And, since then, I often feel that when I see John, is I'm going to bring light into his life. And the truth is, every time I see John, I leave with such an inspiration to live. And so a couple weeks ago, we went with the group and we spent some time with him. And again, I think when you hear a man that's going through such a terrible time, but he speaks from a place of hope and positivity and inspiration, he's really brought a different meaning to what we're playing for. And I think, there wasn't one guy that wasn't, that didn't have tears running down his face. And so for me, he represents more than just, a partner at this club. He represents everything that life and sport is, which is live your best day each day, play your best game each day. So I can't thank John enough for his inspiration when I was going through a tough time. And now just reciprocating that in a difficult time for him. Thanks.
All right, we're going to switch over to Spanish. Joseph, go ahead.
Buenas noches, Pablo. Han jugado dos partidos contra equipos campeones de México con dos resultados diferentes. ¿Cómo ves? ¿Qué ves en la diferencia de esos dos resultados? ¿Y cómo vas a usar esas experiencias para preparar para el LAFC, que es otro equipo campeón?
Yo creo que en el primer partido contra Monterrey me hicieron dos goles en cinco minutos. Y es un momento difícil para el equipo encontrar el ritmo del juego cuando el marcador es 2-0. Yo creo que hoy día mostramos un poco más un poco más picardío, sabredura en el momento donde estamos perdiendo 1-0, pero en el segundo tiempo salimos bien armados con otra mentalidad y buscando el gol del empate. Y cuando hicimos ese gol, seguimos presionando el equipo, seguimos jugando nuestro estilo, y los muchachos hicieron dos, tres jugadas muy lindas. Y yo creo que todas estas experiencias para nuestro grupo es muy importante. Queremos ser uno de los mejores equipos en MLS, pero eso toma un poco de tiempo, y con cada de este partido contra grandes equipos de México no da confianza para mejorar como un grupo.
In the first game against Monterrey, they scored two goals within 5 minutes. It was a difficult time for the team. I think today we show maturity in moments when we're losing 0-1. But the second half came out, we were ready. We were looking to get that tie, and we did. When we scored that first goal, we kept going. We played our style of play, and the guys play well. I think all of these experiences for the group definitely help and are important. We do want to be one of the best teams in MLS, but of course that takes time. And results like today definitely help that.
Y preparando para el LAFC, as otro equipo campeón, como mencioné, ¿qué vas a sacar de esos dos resultados para ayudar a los jugadores a estar listos para el próximo partido?
Pues yo creo que contra el LAFC es otro partido diferente. Lo conocemos más los jugadores que tienen, su estilo, y no hemos tenido mucho éxito en los últimos años contra LAFC, pero yo creo que somos un equipo diferente. Y claro, el Chicho recién estaba jugando con ese equipo, y yo creo que va a ser un partido clave para él y para todo el grupo. Y yo creo que si seguimos mejorando, hasta que jugamos en el segundo tiempo, vamos a tener una buena oportunidad de sacar un resultado.
Question was in regarding to playing LAFC next, another championship team. I think against LAFC, it's an entirely different game. We know them better. We know their players. We know their style. We haven't had much success against them over the years, but I also think we're a different team now. And with Chicho playing prior with them, for them, I think it's going to be a key game for him, but also just the entire team. We keep improving and playing with confidence with the players we have. We can get far.
Profesor, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Paco Vela, vengo de México, Canal 6 Deportes. Felicidades, porque no es novedad, tenía 11 partidos consecutivos sin perder hasta que cayó con Monterrey. No es restarle el mérito a su equipo, al Real Salt Lake. Pero en México se habla de que este torneo está diseñado para que lo gane algún norteamericano, jugando acá, en canchas acá, con un arbitraje. Yo no estoy diciendo que haya una orden de perjudicar a los equipos mexicanos, pero las divididas se marcan como que se marca muy localista. Sabe la rivalidad que hay, le tocó vivirla. ¿Qué puede decir al respecto de lo que se comenta? Es una generalidad, de sobre todo del aficionado en México. Muchas gracias y felicidades.
Sí, no, yo creo que es muy difícil jugar de visitante en nuestra liga, en todo el fútbol. Es muy, muy difícil. Es más difícil jugar de visitante en otro país. Y también es todo el viaje. Es muy, muy difícil. Me da un gusto que los equipos de Liga MX han jugado un estilo que no es común en nuestra liga. La manera que juegan, la manera que compiten para ganar todos los partidos. Y también el nivel, tienen un nivel muy muy alto, y para nosotros es un aprendizaje. Porque siempre queremos mejorar como un grupo, y claro, es un desafío grande para los equipos mexicanos. Como sería nosotros yendo a México a jugar todos los partidos, es muy difícil, y no creo que los árbitros nos están ayudando, más que es un desafío grande para cualquier equipo del mundo pasar un mes en un país diferente y jugar en todo, y todos los viajes es muy difícil. Gracias.
Preguntarte, Pablo.
question was regarding the tournament and what is said about this kind of tournament being catered to maybe a North American team winning. I think that it's very hard playing as a visitor in our league, but it's very difficult to play as a visitor in an entirely different country. The entire trip is difficult. It does give me pleasure that the teams from Liga MX have played a style that isn't common in our league, how they play and how they compete to win every game, and also just the high level of play. It's just completely different. And for us, it's definitely a learning curve because we always want to be better, get better as a group. And of course, it can be a disappointment for them, like it would be just for anyone spending an entire month in a different country.
Bueno, solo preguntarte con respecto al equipo, en caso de que siga el buen momento y que sigan ganando partidos, de octavos de final, la final son 4 partidos y la liga se reanuda en 16 días. ¿Cómo prepararás al equipo físicamente para poder enfrentar la recta final de la MLS?
Sí, yo creo que y también con el Open Cup es un momento difícil para cualquier equipo, creo. Pero para nosotros queremos seguir rotando jugadores para darle oportunidades a todos y llegar al mira, el meta en este momento para el grupo es el partido contra Houston en el Open Cup. Es un semifinal que queremos ganar y yo creo que vamos a empezar de ese partido y trabajar para atrás y vemos cómo vamos, pero como recién hablé, jugar de visitante en este próximo partido va a ser difícil, pero yo creo que tenemos un grupo que puede competir en cualquier lugar y vamos a poner en un equipo fuerte que como todos los equipos, pero también pensando de ese partido del US Open Cup, que es un semifinal, es muy importante para el club.
Question was regarding the schedule of coming games and how we're going to prepare to continue to advance in MLS. Yes, with Open Cup, it's a difficult time for any team, but for us, we want to keep going and play different players to give everyone opportunities. That game against Houston, which is the semifinal for the Open Cup, we want to win and going to start our best team and go from there. Playing as visitors is going to be difficult, but we'll put out a strong team, but also thinking ahead in terms of that U.S. Open Cup game.
Pablo, felicidades por el triunfo. Disculpa si te hicieron esta pregunta, pero para nuestro medio. ¿Qué cambió en el segundo tiempo para que este Real Salt Lake sea tan efectivo, tan mortífero para León, los contraataques y los goles? ¿Qué es lo que pasó en este segundo tiempo?
Yo creo que jugamos con un poco más confianza individualmente. Los muchachos anduvieron muy, muy bien. Y yo creo que tuvimos dos oportunidades antes del primer gol que también le dio más confianza al grupo, porque en el primer tiempo no pudimos llegar al arco y fue medio difícil y lo complicamos el juego entregando el balón muy fácil, pero en el segundo tiempo yo creo que las oportunidades que creamos antes del primer gol nos ayudó la confianza del grupo y para tener la creencia que podemos ganar contra un gran equipo como León.
What changed in the second half to be so effective against León? I think we played with more trust and more confidence. The guys were playing well. We had 2 opportunities to score in that second half. Obviously didn't, but it gave them the confidence. That first half we couldn't quite get there. The second half we had opportunities that we created before that first goal, and it definitely gave the group confidence to believe that we could win. Cualquier otra pregunta en español? Zoom, tenemos una. Guadalupe. Guadalupe, si quieres preguntarle algo a Pablo. Okay, vamos a pasar a Sergio.
Gracias, buenas noches, Sergio Venegas para Deportes de la Com. Profesor, felicitarlo por la victoria. Ahora con esta forma de eliminar al campeón de la CONCACAF Liga de Campeones, ¿qué le espera a su equipo y sobre todo cómo mantenerlos concentrados para el siguiente bracket? Y le deseo éxito, profesor, en esta competencia.
Gracias. No, yo creo que siempre tomamos cada partido individual. Yo creo que este resultado nos va a dar mucha confianza contra LAFC, que es, claro, son rivales de Champions con León.
y es otro equipo muy, muy, muy difícil jugar. Pero yo creo que, mira, en los últimos dos meses, yo creo que somos un equipo diferente y vamos a usar todo lo que aprendimos de este partido para jugar contra, contra el equipo más grande de nuestra liga.
Gracias. Guadalupe, ¿quieres intentar una vez más?
Ask one more time. Oh. Ask one more time. Good.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pablo.
Tell me
you're
good.
Thank
you.
What got into you in that second half? A little bit ginger Cheerios?
Yeah, I must have.
Yeah. You were choking in the box. Maybe it was a five-hour energy shot or something that you took at halftime.
Yeah.
Like,
been,
you were—I mean, you were all over the place. Just the energy. You almost got in a fight there on the pitch, and then obviously the two goals. Just what kind of a switch was sort of flipped, I guess, at halftime to cause you guys to just get so aggressive, so energetic like that down 1-0?
Yeah, I think Pablo just had the message of little things we need to do to press better in the first half, because I don't think we were doing well at all in that first half. So we made little changes, and I think it was able to get us to press them a bit more, and then the game opened up, and then goals changed the game. So I think we were able to get those two goals that gave us the momentum, and then after that, I feel like we had complete control of the game.
Walk me through that second goal of yours that ends up being the game winner, I guess, after you equalize. But specifically, did you see Brody when he was on the ball right there? And because you kind of made a hand motion like, hey, I got this, give it, like, send it over the top to me. So
yeah, I saw Brody cut in on his right foot, and then for me that's a cue that to just run through the goal, and then Brody played a fantastic ball, was able to take the touch in front of me, and then just hit it hard on target and went in.
I feel like you guys have been on such a good run these last few weeks and months, and then to have a first half like you did today, not score goals, then even go into the second half and have, you know, hit the woodwork a couple times like you guys did, how frustrating is that, and what's kind of the approach of, like, when you hit that kind of wall, where do you go from there?
You know, I think the thing we need to do is just keep going. Right. I think we were getting momentum, like you said, we were getting chances, we hit posts twice, and definitely frustration is part of it. You know, we're all human, we all get angry when things don't go our way, but the only thing you can do is just keep going, and I think that's what we were able to do, and everybody did it, and we were able to take control of the game and win.
Yeah, and I'm kind of curious what it's been like to play against these Liga MX teams. What have you learned about, I guess, their style of play, maybe what's different from playing in MLS?
I just think they're probably a little bit better on the ball. They're very good in possession. They're hard to play against. They fight really hard, and it definitely takes the best of us to win those games, so I think, it's a good mirror.
I just want you to describe, I mean, obviously you've come to the team, you've been with the team for quite some time, but it's obvious that Pablo's got quite a bit of trust in you, and after a good run of form, you have a game like this where you score two goals. Describe your overall feeling at the end, especially after getting the win.
I think Pablo's done a really good job of motivating all the guys over the past, it's been, three, 4 months now. I think the whole team has just been in a good way this whole time. The Monterrey was a little bit of a hiccup. I don't think we played well that game, but I think the way to respond is do what we did tonight, get back on the right track, beat a good Liga MX team, the CONCACAF champions, and you know, show everyone that we're a good team and we're here to, you know, compete.
I would say that maybe last year you didn't have nearly as many minutes as you probably would have liked playing out on the field. What was it that you kind of worked on over the offseason and ramping up to this point in the game?
I don't think it's a specific thing. I think it's more so taking care of my body and knowing my body and its limits. So I think, yeah, last year was definitely difficult dealing with injuries. This year the difference is I feel healthy and I'm able to play freer when I'm healthy.
Last question for you. Obviously, being an LAFC, game with you and Chicho, to kind of play against a team that you once played for and revered, how is it feeling? How are you feeling going into that game?
I'm feeling confident going into the game. I think me and Chicho both, we're both in a good way right now. So I think it couldn't come at a better time right now to go there. And yeah, it'll be a special feeling seeing those fans again, being in that stadium. But we're going, looking there to win, though. That's the goal. That's the mentality. That's what we're going
to
do.
Ready to score a goal or two each?
I hope so. I hope so. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.